早上结束之前的最后的问题，你们要想了哈。
In the name of Jesus Christ, to begin our afternoon study, did you all think about the question that I gave you before lunch?
有没有想出来？我翻译的说他忘掉了嘛。好，两姊妹。对。
The question that we asked before we broke for lunch was, what does our church teach concerning the correct belief about the Holy Communion? And the way we should describe our Holy Communion is that we believe that when the bread and the cup are blessed, in spirit, it is the body and the blood of Jesus Christ.Sometimes people in our church use the term spiritualization, but in fact, we shouldn't fall into the trap of using terms like the other churches do, but what we should say is, when it's blessed, in spirit, it is the body and blood of Jesus Christ.
没问题哈。
Are there any questions?
那我们圣餐礼这个课程就结束哦。什么？哦，那个 Lutheran 就是马丁路德的，因为就是话直说，一样，一样。
And the brothers asked questions about what the Lutheran Church believes, and Lutheran Church believes as Martin Luther did in consubstantiation, and also the Roman Catholic Church today still believes in.The idea of transubstantiation. He 想要他问说是不是那个象征说里面，那个怎么样饼还有杯是不是只是。预表耶稣的身体还有血、
对
and yes
现在的有没有什么教派可以帮你做
我看到的没有呢
the brother asked if there are any other churches that believe as we do concerning the Holy Communion and the answer is not as far as we are awareAnd the brother asked for a clarification of the differences between consubstantiation and what our church teaches.
要不要解释？因为我的课十堂是教会历史，两堂是圣餐礼，一堂是西教礼。西教礼已经结束了哈，那圣餐礼还有两堂，对不对？如果说结束的话，那这一堂我们就讲一点教会历史。那明天我只剩四堂，对不对？要讲耶稣啊，不然有人问说，哎，耶稣怎么没讲啊？
Just to let you know how my class was originally organized, there were 10 classes scheduled for church history, 2 for Holy Communion, 1 for foot washing, and
几个耶稣几个
and 5 for the book of Joel. And what I've tried to do is incorporate the teachings of foot washing into our discussions of church history. So we finished with that section.And now we've been talking about the Holy Communion in relationship to the church history.
好，那我简单的把话直说，跟我们教会的讲法，灵话说，我们说教会灵那个圣餐是灵话，这当然没问题了哈。我们昨天才圣餐礼啊，有没有圣餐礼？有没有哪个岁？有啊，哪个岁？所以才不知道呢，怎么这样子？
So now let me just return to the question of the difference between consubstantiation and what our church preaches regarding the Holy Communion. Yesterday when we had the Holy Communion, you're all aware that we believe that in the Holy Communion, the bread and the cup in spirit become the body and blood of Jesus. In spirit are the body and blood of Jesus Christ.
圣餐礼你把它的灵化你把它跟那个洗礼一起想
Think about the Holy Communion in terms of、how you think about baptism
洗礼那个水是灵化
In baptism, the water in spirit is the blood of Jesus
我这样一讲可能会等一下问题很多但是大家想一想你在洗礼的时候哈，那个水是平常的水海水或是什么是还没去洗礼的时候它是平常水
And if you think about baptism before you start the baptism、the water that is to be used in the baptism is just ordinary seawater or whatever kind of water it is
当我们奉主耶稣的名行洗礼的时候并且下去奉耶稣的名洗礼的时候那时候的水就成为耶稣的宝血
When we go into the waterand baptized in the name of Jesus, then in spirit, the water is the blood of Jesus.
那个耶稣的宝血，那个水有耶稣的宝血，对不对？ And、但是那个刹那不是物质的改变。
There is blood in the water of baptism, but that is not the same as saying that the water physically becomes the blood of Jesus.
也不是宇宙的耶稣他把那个那个马丁路德斯他说耶稣升天之后的耶稣是充满宇宙那你那个圣餐的那个饼盒子是说你这个饼跟耶稣的身体连一部分连在一起对不对
And it is not as Martin Luther believed in the Holy Communion that when you bless the bread and the bread and the cup are united with、Jesus ChristWho fills the universe? This is not what we believe.
这个问题先放着。如果要讲的话，要有很多的观念来组成这个观念。
There are many.
这先，我这个还没有讲完呢，先放着哈。你就想说这个先放着，我再讲一个别的，然后再印证起来。
Let's put this aside for the time being and talk about another idea so that we can build up a more complete understanding of this concept.
Jackson 得到圣灵，对不对
？If Brother Jackson has received the Holy Spirit.
你得到是一点的圣灵还是你的圣灵是神的灵还是不是
Is your spirit the spirit of God? He said he hopes so
是
But yes, it is、yes.
怎么你隔壁那黄弟兄是不是也得到圣灵
And brother,
也是对对
Tom also has received the Holy Spirit
有几个圣灵
How many Holy Spirits are there?
One 不同
Then how come the two of you are different
不同的人呢、
The two of you are two separate people
那为什么会这样子
If there's two people how is there one spirit?
对 你的圣灵是不是神的灵的一点点
If the spirit you've received is it a fraction of God's total spirit?
我们讲得圣灵，不要说，哎，我得到神灵的一滴或是两滴。
And we say we
用物质来想神，不充满是说你没有让圣灵充满你，但是那个圣灵一滴水是水啊，那一滴水就是水，那就也不能用物质啊，一点点好，你用一点点好，不充满，不充满的圣灵也是神的灵的全部，懂吗？神你不可以把它分了、神的灵就是神的灵话也是全部也是部分懂吗这观念学数学就晓得那个极大跟那个极大跟极小呢无限大跟无限小是什么是一样的东西啊你要办法想出来的啦在那个哲学思想你看你极大大到你没有办法想多大一个橘子多一个橘子大无限大的橘子有没有橘子肉另外的分别啊没有啊一个圆的圆到无限大用哲学来想哈有没有里面跟外面没有啊没有办法想的东西这是没有办法想的东西我讲这个是要讲说灵不是用你来想的把它分一点点一点点一点点借你神是灵的话你得到圣灵的话就是得到神的全部是不是
The main point that we want to emphasize、when we think about the Holy Spirit or about God in generalIs that when you say that you've received the Holy Spirit, you should not think, I've received one or two drops of the Spirit or of the living water. Instead, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the totality of God's Spirit. And sometimes we say that the Holy Spirit, if I may say, the Holy Spirit is not filled within me, or is not full within me right now. That does not mean that it is a fraction of the Spirit within you. No matter great or small, in you, the Holy Spirit is still the complete totality of God's Spirit. One way to think of it is to think of infinity. If you think of infinity, the largest possible number, infinity going in the positive direction or infinity going in the negative direction, we know that in the end, infinity is the same. So we can't use our human limited ways of thinking to try to circumscribe God and put him into little pieces, because we know that he is not anything that we imagine him to be.
我刚不是说期待一下，是无限大无限小了哈，我忽然想到，等一下，还有用圣灵这个，等一下要讲到那灵化，你有一个电视，你买了1000美金，我买了一个是黑白的，就3美金捡到的买的，所以同样一个广播电台，我收到的也是全部的节目啊，他们要说我这个还好的了哈。 只是这样，七七叉叉，七七叉叉，声音已经，你不能说你这个说到只是，如果有一个人在主持节目的话，在讲只是一半而已哈，就是，那你的就因为1000就全部收到，是不是这样？不是，只是我说到的怎么样模糊，也是全部，对不对？你说到的也是全部，只是什么样清楚啊？因为我们所用的什么那个电视机不一样啊，气音不一样，不是那个内容不一样，懂吗？ 圣灵也是这样子，用这样来理解。哦，你不能说，哎，我这个气你不好，那只是说到一半，那个电视里面出来人都是一半，因为我这个电视机开坏了。好，只是，对不对？就是介意啦。圣灵当然不能用这样来比喻，但是呢，差不多是这样子。用这来可能比较好了解。
Let me give you another analogy. Even though when we talk about the Holy Spirit, it's very difficult to. You can never have an exact analogy, but say, for example, that you have a television set that you buy for $1,000, a very nice television, and I have one that's a black and white television that I pick up off the street. Now, say we tune into the same channel, although you, with your expensive channel, may get the complete picture, I may have static and only part of the picture. But even if this is the case, I can't say that I only have half of the signal. The distinction is between the type of vessel that we're using. Your TV is better than mine. In the same way as with the Holy Spirit, we can't say that I have half of the Holy Spirit as you do. The distinction that we're making is that the vessels are different, but the Spirit, the ultimate source, is still the same.
所以何止说是把那个饼在耶稣的大身体里面的一部分的契合。
In the idea of consubstantiation, that bread and that cup become united with the totality of Jesus Christ.
好像不懂啊。我没有讲 Holy Spirit， 就是用这个来讲这个，先换到我。 从一个牛角尖钻到一个牛角尖里面去，好，你问，那个你讲这样你是对那一节圣经节不懂啊。
Did you all hear the question in English? The question was, if we've used the metaphor of the TV sets and Holy Spirit, and the sister asked, what about the verse in the Bible where Elisha asks Elijah, or asks God, for a double portion of Elijah's spirit? How can that be?
那解释讲什么呢?
But in fact, if you read it this way, you've not yet understood what this verse means. What is that verse talking about?
是不是说, 我不是上那个圣灵论哈，这是圣灵论人讲的。
我 straying further and further from.
照你这样讲哈，就是说以利亚他。 他有一份的圣灵，对不对？
According to your will, Elijah had one portion of the Spirit.
要两份，这样子啊？
And Elijah wanted two portions of that portion.
话要大一点啊！你意思是这样子？
Is that what you're saying? The single portion.
啊，他得两份是这样子、啊。
Another portion.
你想这样子、啊？是不是？不是啊。他里面是讲什么？那个真正的那个在希伯来文里面是说，我让我把它转到我们现在的话，就说以利亚，你升天之后，那我当长子。
If let me try to translate what the original meaning of this is into modern usage. What Elisha was saying to Elijah was, after you have ascended to heaven, please.Give me the portion that belongs to the firstborn son. Because we know that at that time, when the inheritance was being passed on from generation to generation, the firstborn son always received double the portion of what the other children received.
This is 两个不同的。这是你爸爸的产业，对不对？你得两倍，说，爸爸去世了，我得两倍，不是说。爸爸的这个产业，你再得两个，比爸爸这样大两倍，不是？是你在爸爸分的当中，如果你有三个兄弟，你把它分成四份，你得两个，其他的一个人得一个，这样子。
And what this means is that if your father dies and you are the firstborn son, it doesn't mean that you will inherit suddenly. You will inherit twice of what your father had. It means that if you have three brothers, and that's the estate into four pieces.You will receive two of the pieces. Each of the other brothers will receive one. That's what is meant by a double portion.
So, in the Old Testament, 长子怎么样得两份，对不对？得两份不是得爸爸财产的两份啊，是爸爸财产里面的分完了之后比别人多两份，
so,
多一份呢、啊，就是他得到两份，这样懂吗？
In the Old Testament, when it says that the eldest son received the doubled portion, it doesn't mean that suddenly the elder son.Received twice of what the father had to begin with, but only that after everything was divided, the firstborn son would receive twice as much as any of the other children.
爸爸如果有三块钱，你有两个，他有两个儿子，你得两块，弟弟得一块，是这样子。
If you have two brothers in your family and your father dies and has $3, if you're the firstborn son, you will receive $2 and your brother will receive one.
这个的两倍不是爸爸两倍，不是说爸爸的两倍，你得六块，你去哪里拿六块来啊
？That's why a double portion doesn't mean that you receive double of what your father had.
误会，不要误会说，以利亚这样一个，你得到两个，不是这样。
And so this is the way we should understand, Elijah and Elisha.
那并且在那里面也不是说那个零，那神父零对不对？那你要得两倍，那得两个零啊，得两个神啊，那不对啊，所以那个解经要注意啊。
And in addition to which, they were talking about the Spirit of God, which cannot be divided as material things are. And so how could there be two spirits or two gods? And so we need to be very attentive of these things when we're looking at the Bible.
在希伯来里面，因为这个我你一讲哦，我不晓得你在哪里听来的，因为我自己有写一个 paper 了关于这个的，所以一讲就这样，应该是这样子了，对不对？有没有通不通？
Does everyone agree with this?
这样比较通啊！你得到他的两倍，你得到六块钱，爸爸借三块，你哪里去拿六块来分啊？哪里得到六块啊？不是的。
And so we know that
不是爸爸的两倍，而是爸爸财产里面分的之下的，跟别人的分下的两份。但是这也不是具体的这样子的，而是在当时呢是讲长子继承的名分这样子。
So we know that in the first place, a double portion for the firstborn does not mean doubling of what was originally there. For example, if your father has $3, there's no way you're going to get $6. In the second place, since they were talking about the Spirit of God, they were using the comparison to the firstborn son and the kind of inheritance that the firstborn son would receive. Another important
thing. 圣灵就一个说我们有100个人得圣灵，台湾也有啊，非洲也有啊，是不是？好多个圣灵，不是一个圣灵。但是我们每个人都得到全部的圣灵，奥秘就在这里。
Another important concept is that there is only one Holy Spirit. Although our members receive the Holy Spirit all over the world, there is only one Spirit. And the brother asked the question, if we're saying that even if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, that you have the totality of God's Spirit within you, does that mean that people who are very weak in the Spirit or people who are not filled with the Holy Spirit can ultimately be saved? And that the answer to this question is, this is an entirely different question, but I think what we should be focusing on is that, using the example of the TV again, if you're content to watch a half-broken TV for your whole life, then that is probably bad for you. But since we have the Spirit of God, shouldn't we try to seek it to its fullest? In addition to which, just having the Holy Spirit by itself, you need to do holy works, you need to keep the Sabbath in God's Word. So there's a lot more that's involved.
Now
let's finish our class on church history. This morning we talked about Martin Luther, about Germany, Switzerland, so France.
抗我们走了之后，有很多人继续就是在那边继续改革。
After Calvin left France, there were many people who continued to reform the church.
但是呢，法国受到很大的逼迫。
But they were persecuted greatly in France.
他们就把它称作，如果呢，就是分别出来的，在一起发誓要。
So these people who were persecuted were called Huguenots.
H-U-G-E-N-T-S. N-O-T-E-S. 对他们受逼迫的很厉害哦。
And the Huguenots were persecuted very greatly.
在尼禄皇帝的时候，他们就把人拿来当火炬烧，对不对
？In the time of Nero, Christians were used as human torches.
我讲过，那时候胖的人烧了久，但是也是一下子就烧光了啦。
And you would be burned to death very quickly, no matter what kind of body size you had.
在这时候，他们发明一种更厉害的。
And at this time, they came up with an even more terrible torture.
他把人像这杆子，他把人哈、啊、用绳子吊在这吊着，然后这里生火，然后就好像吊鱼一样吊下去烧一下子，然后起来烧一下起来，就 可能烧一天这样子哈，慢慢烧。你先烧脚，可能还不会死嘛，对不对？脚先烧，烤好了，啊，再烤肚子，再一直烤，把人家火烤死，好像烤鱼一样烤。啊，用过大火还烤一下就烤死了，那慢火的话，那就慢光出细火，就慢烤，很苦的。
And this kind of torture was very terrible. There would be a pole, and you would be tied on a rope. At the end of the pole, there would be a fire underneath, and slowly they would lower you bit by bit. And sometimes this would go on, and you could be burned all day, little by little.
So, what would be?那个天主教考这些新教派的人，起来宗教改革的这些人。
And we're talking about the Catholics persecuting the Huguenots or those who are trying to reform the church.
所以法国这些被考的哈，要不是跑到山上去躲起来，就是跑到外国去。
And so many Huguenots either escaped into the mountains or went abroad.
所以在法国就。那个新教没有产生力量，就是改革之后的宗教就没有什么力量，就散掉了，逼迫太厉害了。
And because of this great persecution, the Reformation never really took hold in France, and it was dissipated after a short period of time.
众生一听了不会难过了哈，我是不会，然后怕有人听到这叽叽叽会害怕，有人会受不了。德国那时候已经路德会，德国这时候就是
At this time the state church of Germany was already the Lutheran church.
所以路德在德国叫路德会，那另外一个中国人就称说什么信义宗，对不对？反之哈，有人受不了就是了。信义宗，这信义宗就是中国人的讲的路德会。信义宗，因信称义啊，因为他主张因信称义，说中国人就把他取个名叫信义宗这样。
And there's also a translation in Chinese of the Lutheran Church, which basically emphasizes.Their belief in justification by faith.
那从靠我出来的呢？我就把这擦掉。那就分成路德会。改革宗，法国讲完了哈，这分开哈。这是中国的改革宗。啊，改革宗。这是信义会、路德会。
Two churches came out of the Reformation, the Lutheran Church and the Reformed Church.
这不一样的，改革宗跟这个是分开的，这个是从卡尔文来的。
Lutheran Church from Luther and the Reformed Church from Calvin.
后来，这种的教会下面分很多，他们有一个共同的一个信念，就是卡尔文主义。
Later, the Reformed Church split into many different churches, but they all shared one idea in common, one belief in common, and that was in Calvinism. Calvinism is comprised of the belief in predestination.
比较特征的哈，他主张预定论。第二个，他注重组织。
The second, there is a strong
组织 organization.
Organization, hierarchy.
那组织，组织呢就是 organization structure。 教会的组织。
The second is that they share a common organization.
因为卡尔文是念法律的，所以他对这个组织法、组织条例弄得很好。
And because Calvin had studied law, and so the church that he formed was very well organized.
还有从卡尔文出来的，他们对政治关心。所以政治关心就是说，国家政治跟国家是那个不可分开的。所谓不可分开，就是要参与的。
The third common feature of the Reformed Church and the subsequent churches was that they believe that religion and politics must always, that the church must always participate in matters of the state.
那在神学里面呢，康主义最主要是神的荣耀。
Theologically speaking, in Calvinism, God's in other words, justification by faith.
那康文主义就是要强调神的荣耀。
Whereas the Calvinists emphasized the glory and might of God.
到现在的情况是这样子，譬如说，神荣耀就是说，举个例子哈，说要认真的赚钱，那买好的房子，那有没有很好的房子之后，神也得到荣耀了，这样子。好好念书，念书每次都班上第一名，然后神就得到荣耀，这就是靠恩主义。
So what they meant by the glory of God is that everything you do in your life, whether in terms of making money or your studies, everything should be done to its fullest excellence for the glory of God.
所以靠恩主义的人比较积极。
And so one thing that we've discovered about people who believe in Calvinism is that they're quite quite active.
就是要人来让神得到荣耀。
This means that through human effort, we can give glory to God.
这个半对半不对啊，最小心。
And of course, this is half true and half false.
你说我们要无用功都念第一名、念博士来荣耀神，这对吗？那如果一个人剩下来就头呆呆的，有人是这样子，像我都念了半天，念不懂，那怎么办？神不得不荣耀啊！这反过来就这个就不通了呢。哦，他很有钱，感谢主是可以感谢，但是不是每个人都像他这样子啊？是不是？哦，他当总统，感谢神，荣耀神，对，但是不可以反过来讲说这样才荣耀神。当个乞丐也要荣耀神啊！那个拉撒路也是在荣耀神啊！拉撒路就是什么神所帮助的，所以神所帮助人，一生当乞丐，所以不可以用这种荣耀神的荣耀以大、很大、很多、很好。就是神的荣耀，错了，危险了。你很大很多很好是神的荣耀不错，但是很小很卑微很糟糕，只要在主的道里面，是不是有神的道理啊？你有神的道理，你再好的话，世界上的那些虚浮荣耀都是什么魔鬼的，你拿魔鬼当成荣耀神啊，开玩笑。
And This kind of belief is good in that it makes you excel for the glory of God, but it is dangerous because not everyone who is well educated or who is wealthy or who is respectable in society is glorifying God. Some people are born poor, some people do not have the propensity towards education. For example, in the Bible, Lazarus, although he was a poor man, was greatly loved by God. And so the question becomes not how much have you achieved for the glory of God, butDo you have the word of God with you?
所以我们要打破世上的这些成败，这个人就比较有世上成败的结果来荣耀神。你做生意的赚了很多钱，感谢神，当然这是要感谢神了。你做生意失败了，但是你还是遵守神的道理，感谢神，也是神的荣耀。不要说啊，他这样子就没有神的荣耀。神的荣耀不在于那个他赚来的那些钱，好吗？这样才会心态才会平衡，不然就变成这样子了。
And Calvinism stresses the outward signs of achievement or success. In fact, the correct attitude should be that if we happen to be very successful in business or our career, then we should thank God. If we are not successful, we should also thank God and keep His commandments.
那路德会这边就专门讲人的得救，研究神学。
on the side of the Lutheran Church, the emphasis was on human salvation.
所以德国那个就是人文的神学很发达。
And because of this influence, humanistic theology was also developed to a very strong degree in Germany.
那我们现在讲到英格兰。
And now let's talk about what was happening in England.
亨利八世，那时候也是宗教改革的时候。第八，第八，OK，那是第八嘛，对。
This was in the time of Henry the Reformation occurred during the reign of Henry the Eighth.
有三个人物了哈，那再来是爱德华。There
are three figures we will concentrate on.
那再来是
Henry the Eighth. The second is King Edward.
血腥玛丽。 这四个人呢，我过程不讲了哈，就把这个奠定了英格兰国教的基础。
The four figures, Henry the Eighth, Edward, Bloody Mary, and Elizabeth the First. These four rulers set the course of the Reformation in England.
他们本来是天主教徒。
All of them were originally Catholics.
那亨利八世他跟他太太结婚久了，他感觉。 不喜欢他了，啊，看到别人比较好，他就想跟太太离婚，啊，再娶一个别的这样子。
When after Henry VIII had been married, he decided that he did not love his wife, and went and married another woman.
啊，那时候教皇不行啊，因为天主教是不可以离婚的。
At that time, it was forbidden to divorce in the Roman Catholic Church.
啊，不行怎么办呢？
And so, what could he do now that he had
divorced
his wife? Since the Pope had said that this was forbidden.
啊，他说啊，既然教皇不可以的话，那我自己要当教皇的头啊。
And Henry said that if the Pope says that I cannot do this, then I myself will take over the authority of the Church.
所以他就在他的国会里面通过一个最高权力法案。
Henry VIII passed what is called the Act of Supremacy in the Parliament.
里面有两个规定。
There are two components to this act.
就是说，天主教的教义哦是唯一的真理。如果有违反了天主教教义，就是异端。
The first was that the teachings of the doctrines of the Roman Catholic Church were the only truth. If anyone disobeyed these doctrines, then they were going against the truth.
那国王呢？ 是最高的政治跟宗教的首领。The
second part of the Act of Supremacy made Henry the highest political as well as religious authority.
所以这样就变成什么结果？就是说，他本身也是英格兰呢，本身也是天主教，只是我是教皇。啊，既然我是教皇的话，那他就说可以离婚，那他就把他离婚，那再娶另一个这样。And
the effect of it was that. While everyone in England was still Catholic, Henry had taken over all the powers that were formerly reserved for the Pope. Since he had the power that the Pope had before, he could decide that it was all right for him to be divorced, and he divorced and remarried.
那这就称为英国的国教。
And this is how the Anglican Church came about.
或是
or the Episcopalian Church.
是这样来的，所以英国的国教，就是英格兰的国教，基本上是天主教的底子。And
because of this,
最开始是英国的，是天主教的底子，只是教皇换人而已。The
Anglican Church is founded on the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. However, the Pope was replaced by the King.
但是
But after Henry VIII married his second wife, he divorced her very shortly afterwards.
起先是要的爱的要命嘛，可以自己脱离天主教，后来结婚久了就累了啊，后来要离婚了，这是附带讲的哈。那伊丽莎白之后才有伊丽莎白法案。 还那个 settlement.
In the time of Elizabeth.
The settlement of Elizabeth. 是不是这样？是这样。嗯。它里面有规定39条。
Elizabeth issued the settlement of Elizabeth. And there were 39 stipulations.
Articles.
There are 39 articles in this settlement.
嗯。这是以后变成很有名的39条的那个他们只是说39条，就是大公，就是英国国教哈、的一个基本的信仰。
And the 39 articles later formed the foundation of the Anglican Church's beliefs and practice.
然后在这当中，当然有经过光荣革命了、哈。光荣革命那个 James and William， 然后他们就16681668年，对不对？光荣革命，那我们不讲这个了哈，现在讲那个Cromwell， 听过没有？清教徒啊。
Heard of Oliver Cromwell？
哎，这样。我讲全部讲的话，可能就没有办法讲。我现在要讲的就是 King James 是怎么来的了哈，这个提一下。
Let's try to be more general, but I'll try to explain the origin of the King James Bible.
1603年是那个伊丽莎白死掉。
In the year 1603, Elizabeth I died.
后来就换 King James 当国王。
And James became the king.
伊丽莎白已经改革，她虽然是天主教，后来慢慢在改革，用一些卡尔文主义的东西慢慢改他们自己。
Even though Elizabeth believed in the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, she slowly began to reform the church with some of the teachings of Calvin.
啊，他的弟弟就是 James 就当国王，当国王之后呢，要改革，就是继续要改革，然后他们就给他建议说，不然重翻圣经。所以在他当国王的时候，那些学者就翻圣经，在1611年翻成的，就用他的名字就当做 King James Version， 就是他。
When Elizabeth died in 1603, her younger brother succeeded her to the throne and continued the reforms that she had begun. And one of the things that was done during his reign was an English translation of the Bible, which we know as the King James.
像在这里面，英国一些人物啊 ，Cromwell 啦哈，还有那个。Thomas More 哈 ，Thomas More 是天主教，这都两项走过这些，英语教育应该都很熟嘛，会不会？哈、哦，好、啊，接下来的那个清教徒，Puritans， 我现在因为时间关系，我大略讲讲，还有之后的他们复辟有没有？突脱王朝，你们上高中在这边上高中应该晓得。那个国王复辟，然后查理一世就开始又杀那些人。啊，杀的时候有 John Milton 有没有？他写那个那个失乐园啊，还有那个 The Progress of Pilgrims 啊 ，Pilgrims Progress 就是天路历程。那个本人约翰有没有？就在那个时候，在这个时候，我一口气讲完了，你们回去，这属于历史方面的。自己回去看一看，这样晓得。
And let me just quickly throw out some names for you. Perhaps you can jot them down and have some further study of them in the future. During this time in English history, we see the rise of Oliver Cromwell. Another name to remember is Thomas More. It was also the time of the rise of the Puritans, the changing of the royal dynasty to the Tudors. It was at this time that John Milton wrote Paradise Lost, and John Bunyan wrote his work A Pilgrim's Progress.
那苏格兰的改教呢，是有一个 John Knox 来。
And the Reformation in Scotland was carried out by a man named John Knox.
那苏格兰人接受比较快，他们就整个国会就改了，就变成卡尔文主义。
And because the Reformation took hold more firmly in Scotland, the church immediately changed over and embraced the teachings of Calvin.
然后卡尔文主义他们因为组织很好，所以他们最低层的就是教会的组织，就是一个区会。
And because the organization of the Calvinist churches was quite complete， 那个是最低的是吧？
嗯。
the organization went from the smallest unit, the session,
再是省级的会议,
to the synod, and then to the assembly.
这是他们组织，所以那他们以这个呢，以那个长老为主。 以长老为主的，所以才称作长老会。长老会是他的组织的一个名称，以长老制度所组成的教会，以靠文主义。 为他的思想的中心，这样的教叫长老会。那最先是在苏格兰，所以长老会是很老牌的改革教之后的改革宗教会。And
in the organization of this church in Scotland, the authority of the elders was held as the highest, and that's why they were called the Presbyterians. And so the modern Presbyterians are descended from the church that began in Scotland. As the organizational unit, they take the elders. As their main unit, and in terms of their belief, they embrace the beliefs of Calvin.
然后，在国教英国国教之下，在安利甘宗之下，也有人改革啊。在英国英格兰本身，他们叫做公理会。After
the Anglican Church was established, people continued to reform the church, and one of the churches that came out of the Anglican Church was the Congregationalist Church.
所以我们现在，最后哈，在德国就是路德会。So
as a review, in Germany we have the Lutherans.
然后在英格兰就有英格兰的国教。In
England,
圣公会。There
is the Anglican Church or the Episcopalian Church.
然后不属于圣公会的，就是公理会。And
out of this, separate, were the Congregationalists.
那这些公理会的人就是。 不服英国国教的人，那他们接受了卡文主义的这些人组成的。The
Congregationalists were those who did not respect the authority of the king in religious matters, and embraced the beliefs of Calvin.
那在苏格兰呢，是改革宗，但是最大的宗派就是长老会。In
Scotland, we see the Reformed Church, and the largest development of which was the Presbyterian Church.
这是基础呢。 再来呢，就分裂了好几十个，我们一起默祷。
And beginning from these, there are many other divisions.